And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll put on some britches, take a musical trip to Egypt, have a cigarette, spend some time by some various places, and get the blues. Last week I played Papa's In Bed With His Britches On by Skeet Stolbert and His Gentlemen of Swing, and Cab Calloway also recorded it about the same time. Well, for this segment, we're going to put on our musical britches, beginning with Bill Carlisle.
First 5 years, love was blind. You wore the britches all the time, you lousy sow. But I'm wearing the britches now. I'm really wearing them things, too. You used to let you tell me just what to do, but now, gal, I'm telling you, you lousy sow. I'm wearing the britches now. Daddy's done started getting wise, gonna whip you every day for exercise, you lousy sow. I'm wearing the britches now. It's go time. Got two gal with the wool is tight, and I'm gonna hold you till your hair turns white, you lousy sow. I'm wearing the britches now. Lousy and lazy boy. Understand it, gal, your daddy's wearing the britches now. You lousy sow, I'm wearing the britches now. Do that thing, boy. Ain't no use in you chawing the rag, cause I got you by the tail on a downhill drag. You lousy sow, I'm wearing the britches now. Bad, bad. Till I had to take the bankrupt law, you lousy sow. But I'm wearing the britches now, sure am. Listen here, you single man, you better wear the britches while you can. I'm telling you how, cause I'm wearing the britches now. I'm wearing them too. Fed your sister and your boy and your paw till I had to take the bankrupt law, you lousy sow. But I'm wearing the britches now. Thank you.
Charles Creath's Jazzomaniacs, recording in St. Louis in March of 1925, and Every Man That Wears Bell-Bottom Breeches Ain't No Monkey Man. The vocalist was Floyd Campbell, drummer in the band. Charles Creath was a multi-instrumentalist, able to play saxophone and accordion, but he was first and foremost a trumpet player. Before Charles Creath, it was Richard Jones in his Jazz Wizards and Tickle Breeches, a Richard M. Jones composition. Jones played piano and Clarence Black played violin on that February 8, 1929 recording made in Chicago. We heard Take 2, which was issued on Victor. Take 1, made for HMV, was not issued. We started off with the early Hillbilly Blues of Bill Carlisle, featuring Brother Cliff on June 16, 1936, with I'm Wearin' the Breeches Now. Kind of bitter and harsh lyrics there with that reference to You Lousy Sow. Also known as Jumpin' Bill, William Tolliver Carlisle was born in Wakefield, Kentucky on December 19, 1908, and performed in the 1920s with his older brother on radio stations WLAP in Lexington, Kentucky, and WNOX in Knoxville, Tennessee. His first solo hit came in 1933 with Rattlesnake Daddy. Bill Carlisle died on March 17, 2003, but not before he was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame the previous year. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. My friend and former colleague Dave, who lives in Utah, sent an email a few weeks ago remarking that while doing some reading on ancient Egypt, he came across a reference to the song Old King Tut and asked if I had access to it. Well, Dave, as a matter of fact, I do. There are a number of recordings of it, most famous by Sophie Tucker, but Billy Jones and Ernie Hare also recorded it, as did the Georgians, and here they are. Thank you. Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra with Tutankhamen in the Valley of the Kings. That OK 78 was recorded on March 22, 1923, just a few weeks after Howard Carter officially opened King Tut's burial chamber. The song was written by Carlo and Sanders, Carlo being Monte Carlo, and Sanders being Alma M. Sanders. The pair wrote music and lyrics for at least 9 Broadway musicals between 1919 and 1947. Before that, it was the 6 Brown Brothers at the forefront of the saxophone craze of the 19-teens here in the U.S. with Egypt Land, written by James W. Casey, who also brought us Sing Me a Song of the Sunny South. The arrangement for that May 13, 1919 Victor recording was by F. Henry Klickman. Egypt Land was preceded by the only electrical recording in that set, There's Egypt in Your Dreamy Eyes, performed there by the Louisiana Rhythm Kings on January 27, 1930, 13 years after its copyright in 1917. There's Egypt in Your Dreamy Eyes was composed by Herbert Spencer. That was an instrumental recording, but there are lyrics which were written by Fleeta Jan Brown, who is also responsible for The Party That Wrote Home Sweet Home Never Was a Married Man, and Pansies Mean Thoughts and Thoughts Mean You. We started off with the Georgians, the band within a band of the Phil Specht Orchestra, and their rendition of Old King Tut. Old King Tut was written by Harry Von Tilzer, who probably had it finished within days, if not even hours, of the announcement of King Tut's tomb, since it got recorded on April 27, 1923.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
The following is certainly no endorsement of smoking in any form. There's a lot of press and advertising currently surrounding the pros and cons of electronic cigarettes. Smoking cigarettes is one of the few bad habits I've managed to avoid, but my friend Tom is making the transition to electronic cigarettes. Not as good as quitting altogether, I suppose, but certainly better than tobacco. Anyway, to go along with tobacco, electronic, and candy cigarettes, here are some musical cigarettes, beginning with Benny Kruger.
Thank you. right again. And incidentally, dear, if I'm not too bold, I'd like to hold you tight again. Let's have another cigarette. A puff or two or three with me. I'm in a sentimental sort of a mood. I wish that you'd agree with me. We'll blow a cloud of smoke up to the sky. The moon will get smoke in his eye. We'll kiss and then we'll kiss again. It's proper moonlight etiquette to love and love and love again. We ought to say goodnight and yes. Let's have another cigarette.
Eddie Harding and his Nightclub Boys, a pseudonym on the British Piccadilly and Empire labels for Tommy Kinsman, and Cigarette from December of 1929. Cigarette was written by Tolchard Evans, Robert Hargreaves, and Ian Whitcomb's uncle, Stanley J. Damerel, the same trio who brought us Lady of Spain. As if one cigarette weren't enough, that was preceded by Jan Garber and his orchestra, very much in the sweet band idiom, with Let's Have Another Cigarette. That Brunswick 78 was made in Los Angeles on July 2, 1937. The vocalist was Russell Brown, who played trombone in the band. We started off with Benny Kruger and his orchestra February 24, 1925, and Lady of My Cigarette. Lady of My Cigarette was composed by Merle T. Kendrick. Again, that was an instrumental, but there are words which were written by Ethelbert Fernandez, which seems like kind of an odd pairing of first and last names. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. And of course, you can listen to KISL 24/7 on your internet dial at kislavalon.com. Last week, we spent a few minutes by the fireside. This week, we're going to spend some time by some other places. And to start off, we're going to stand by the sycamore tree with the Dorsey Brothers.
Seem to be a little closer when you smiled for me on the night when you gave me your love by the sycamore tree. There we drew a lot of pretty pictures, babies on my knee, maybe one, two, or three, or four down by the sycamore tree. Sweetheart, keep on dreaming as you did before. We found love by dreaming. Tell me who could ask for more. We will be a lucky pair of lovebirds. Honey, can't you see? In a cute little 2x4 down by the sycamore tree.
Sam Morgan's Jazz Band with the vocal trio of Sam Morgan, Andrew Morgan, and Sidney Brown on Down by the Riverside from October 22, 1927. The band was very much a family enterprise, with Sam and Brother Isaiah on trumpets and Brother Andrew on clarinet and tenor sax. Before that, it was a wonderfully peppy record by George Fisher and his Kit Kat Band, who were Down by the Old Front Gate on October 22, 1928. Down by the Old Front Gate was composed by Marty Bloom. Once again, that was an instrumental, but there are words which were written by Fred Rose and Art Castle. We started off by the Sycamore Tree with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra. The vocalist on that December 9, 1931 Columbia recording was Tony Sacco, who played banjo and guitar in the band.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. On last week's tribute to Abe Lyman, I almost included another Lyman composition titled I've Got the Where He Went and When He's Coming Back Blues, at least until I realized it was not by Abe Lyman, but Tommy Lyman, who I don't think is related. Well, here's I've Got the Where He Went and When He's Coming Back Blues to start off a blues set. Thank you.
Sunday morning by the Golden Gate. Here's Chicago where I change my train. Now we're heading for the coast again. I've got that goodbye Broadway, hello Farrell Street fame. I'm gonna be so merry when I cross the Oakland Ferry to the foot of Maine. Just got enough for my food and fare. I'd be broke when I get there, but I don't care. Everybody's my pal, I've got those San Francisco blues.
Thank you.
We started off that blues set with duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman with I've Got the Where He Went and When He's Coming Back Blues, written by George A. Little, George W. Meyer, and American cabaret singer and composer Tommy Lyman, and not Abe Lyman. That recording is from 2222, February 2nd, 1922. Next, it was Billy James Dance Orchestra, credited on the label of that Banner 78 as the Six Black Diamonds, and I've Got the San Francisco Blues. I've Got the San Francisco Blues was written by Joseph Mohr, M-O-H-R, who also wrote the words to the Franz Gruber Christmas carol Silent Night. We finished up with Bob Herring, credited on the label of that Lincoln 78 as the Caroliners, and Got the Blue Blues. Scrappy Lambert was the vocalist on that August 27, 1928 recording, credited on the label as Chester Hale. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, but in the meantime, I hope you'll have your FM dial set to 88.7 and your internet dial set to KISLAvalon.com. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.